Get to work informed with Larry Richard and John Chumway in the KDKA Morning News right now. News Radio 1020 KDKA.
It's 8:42. This is KDKA. I'm Larry Richard.
And I'm John Chumway. A little background here. Last summer, the Obama administration came out with a new policy basically requiring anybody who does insurance policies for corporations or businesses have to cover all federally approved procedures, and that would include abortion. Catholics were very upset about that. They asked for a reconsideration. And on January the 20th, the administration came out and said, no, we're not reconsidering. This is going to be the policy.
And a letter released overnight by Bishop David Zubik is getting national attention where it says, quote, it's really hard to believe that it happened. It comes like a slap in the face. The Obama administration has just told Catholics of the United States, quote, to hell with you. There is no other way to put it. Bishop David Zubik joins us this morning. Bishop, thank you for your time.
Well, good morning, Larry and John. It's good to connect with you and your listeners.
Bishop, the phrasing, to hell with you, that seems like you're coming on pretty strong.
Well, it is coming on strong because that's how it feels. I think that, first of all, I need to frame this issue and my passion about it. This isn't simply not a Catholic issue. And I don't even think it's an issue that's just about people of faith. It is, in the first case, an infringement of religious freedom in the United States guaranteed by the First Amendment of our Constitution. But this does cut at the heart of freedom for all of us as citizens. This is a particular issue that is demanding that we do something. All Catholic institutions do something that goes against our conscience, and there's no recourse to it. Apparently, we had our opportunity to let the Secretary for Health and Human Services this past summer know how disturbed we were about it. And when the decision came out a week ago today, there wasn't even any attempt to compromise or to take a look at what we were especially concerned about were the religious exemptions. There were three of them that were listed in the original document. They didn't change. It doesn't seem like anything that we did was really heard. The only thing that was released was, you have a year to change. You have a year to be able to adapt this. And I think as Cardinal Desmond Dolan, who's the president of the Conference of Bishops and the Archbishop of New York said, what they're basically doing is to ask us to figure out how in a year that we can violate our consciences.
So how do you characterize the response from the secretary?
Well, I think we don't matter. That we don't matter, the people of faith don't matter, and that all that matters is that particular perspective on this issue. And I think that's a very dangerous step to take in our country, because I do read it, and I know many others do, not only people of faith, but people who are conversant in the law. They see this as a very dangerous step that goes against what the Constitution gives us the protection for.
You're saying they are, the administration and this secretary, Department of Health, is equating pregnancy with disease, mandating that every employer pay for contraception procedures, including alleged contraceptives that are actually abortion-inducing drugs, forcing American citizens to choose between violating their consciences or providing health care services, and mandating such coverage on every individual woman without allowing her to even choose not to have it.
That's correct. And as I say, I think this is a matter that is a lot broader than just the Catholic Church, absolutely so. Because I think these are services that we're going to have to, according to this law, provide, and we can't do that. And then what alternative does that lead us for the health coverage that we offer in our colleges, in our schools, in our workplaces that are protected under the Catholic Church?
And you're saying under no circumstances will you comply with this?
We can't do that. We can't go against our consciences. And I think this is a matter that we as the bishops in the United States are taking a look at, but I think people of other faiths as well, too.
So it's not just a Catholic thing.
I'm sorry?
It's not just a Catholic issue.
It is not. Absolutely, it is not. It's an issue that affects people of other religions as well, but I think it's also a matter that should be of great concern to U.S. citizens.
But, Bishop, don't you inflame it by saying that the administration is saying, to hell with you, the Catholic faithful of the United States, in your letter?
Well, all that I'm saying is I hope that that receives the attention that it deserves, because that's what it feels like.
Apparently it is receiving the attention. We're getting, this is, your statements are already going, as we say now in the business, viral around the country.
Well, I hope that people see the seriousness of it all. And I use the phrase intentionally because that's what it felt like, that we were rebuffed, that our concerns, that the objections that we raised that are so central to the First Amendment of the Constitution didn't seem to matter.
And you go on in your letter, by the way, to give people a draft letter that you want them to send to whom?
Well, to the president, to our senators, to Secretary Sebelius, to the representatives of Congress, to indicate the seriousness of this most recent decision.
And we appreciate your time. Wish we had more this morning, but perhaps we can follow up early next week.
Well, thank you very much, guys, and thanks to all your listeners.
Bishop David Zubik on News Radio 1020 KDKA.